This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about a happiness boost I recently got from an episode of Clutter Clearing, and we'll talk about a suggestion for some quality screen time. But first, something making us more happier. Elizabeth, what's making you more happier?
Well, Gretch, you know, it's the end of the school year, yeah. And Jack has finals for the first time.
Wow.
Yes, first time ever having finals. And what's making me more happier is how seriously he's taking finals and how responsible he's being. He's studied for like weeks in advance to start preparing.
Wow.
And has been doing all his study guides and is just very conscious and responsible about his exams. And it just makes me happy because I feel like he's growing up and yeah. taking on more. And it's just making me happy to watch. Although I will say, I am vicariously nervous yeah. about his exams.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think I'm more nervous than he is, yeah. honestly. But it is making me happy to see him growing up.
Well, part of it is you can't push a rope. And there's yes. only so much you can do to make someone prepare conscientiously. And so the fact that he's taking it as his own responsibility is just, it's what you want yes. as a parent.
Yes. And then however he does, I mean, hopefully he'll do well. But even if he doesn't, then I'll see it as, okay, we need to figure out
yes.
how to improve
right.
rather than just, oh, okay, well, you just didn't try.
Yes.
And which there's nothing to do when someone just doesn't try.
Right.
It's really more of a teaching moment if for some reason he doesn't do well.
Right.
Anyway, so that's making me more happier. What's making you more happier?
Okay. This, I was very happy with myself because, you know, okay. you learn, you hope from experience. And for years, well, listen, you probably have this happen. You know, you're sitting at your desk and you knock over your cup of coffee or your glass of water or whatever. And of course you think, why would I ever knock over a cup of coffee? Like, why would that ever happen? And then of course
right.
it happens. So then I would go scrambling and being very worried because it was on my important papers or on some document that was written in ink that's spreading all over the place or on
yeah.
my keyboard, which I one time did lose a keyboard because I spilled a cup of coffee on it.
Oof.
First the letter A went, then the letter F went, and it was bad. But I've learned my lesson and I keep a dish towel, right? I have a little thing of shelves under my, there's like wedged under my desk and I just have a dish towel there. And so I spilled my cup of coffee and I'm like, but I have a dish towel right here. So I mopped it up quickly. Nothing was lost or damaged. And I was just so
yes.
pleased with myself that I had finally realized it will happen.
There's a solution.
Well,
here's
and it
my
will happen.
Question. Can I have a follow-up question?
Mm.
So did you, I mean, obviously you then had to wash that dish towel. Have you replaced it with a clean one?
No.
I just put it away. Okay,
so that you need
I
to do
put
that.
It away, soaked with coffee, and just I just
oh you did
yeah I just left it on the floor till it dried out, and then I jammed it back into the shelf. Is that not the thing to do? I have to confess.
I'm thinking maybe you thinking you should wash it and put it back, because you know they don't absorb as well once they've been dirty. So I think you'd rather have a clean dish towel on your shelf.
Okay, well that's a whole new level.
Yeah.
That I will take this to. Okay, but now that you say that,
but that is a great idea. Yeah. I definitely should do the same.
This is the thing that I think is funny about phone cases, because it's remarkable to me that everybody acknowledges that they will drop their phone, because usually people are like, why would I ever drop my phone? I would never drop my phone. And then you do drop your phone. Yeah. But people with that, people are like, yes, I know that I will drop my phone. Why did I think, oh, there's no reason I would spill a cup of coffee? Of course I'm going to knock over a cup of coffee. Of course I am.
The same thing, Gretch, happens to me. I think I've mentioned on the podcast with pills. Like I allot every week my pills into a little container, although I've realized I can do two at once and do 2 weeks. It's always by the sink in the bathroom. And so many times I've knocked all these pills into the sink, which is inevitably wet. And then I have like 100 wet pills, which I'm trying to dry.
Yes.
And they get over everything. So anyway, I have finally said, as much as I think I'm not going to spill these pills, let's all acknowledge I am and not do it by the sink. Yes. And then even if I spill them, at least they will not be wet.
Yes.
So I've grown in that way. So that's similar to what you're saying.
No, because you're just like, why would I ever do that? Why would I ever be so clumsy? But you will be.
Yeah.
You just know that you will be. Okay. Well, yes, this is what we hope that with time and experience, these are the bits of wisdom that we learn.
The little things.
These are the little, don't know how much the big things are happening, but we are evolving, however minutely.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Gretch, coming up, you have been meaning to tell me about a clutter clearing experience you had. But first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. Okay, Gretch, so you've been meaning to tell me about this clutter-clearing journey you went on recently.
Yes. Okay, so listen, I know that you are clutter-blind, and you do not get the same satisfaction from clutter-clearing, but I think that you do get a jolt of good feeling just from hearing about it, especially maybe if you don't have to participate in it. But, okay, so as you know, I love aphorisms. I'm very preoccupied with aphorisms, and I have this whole collection of aphorisms in one part of our bookshelves. And I have a bunch of other books of aphorisms that have accumulated over the last year because I haven't been able to read them and take notes on them and keep up with them, but I keep buying them when I find them. So my reach has exceeded my grasp where it comes to aphorisms. But I know that now that Life in Five Senses has hit the shelves, I can really turn my attention to this. I'm going to start reading those books. But the problem was, where am I going to put these books once I've read them? Because they're in a special place in this closet while I'm waiting to read them. But then once I'm read, they need to go into, it's like my whole interior, how I catalog books, which is very specific. If idiosyncratic, it works for me. So I was like, okay, this is where they need to go, but there's no room on the shelf. So what to do? So then I realized I had a lot of real estate, bookshelf real estate, that was being occupied by handmade books that Eliza and Eleanor had made as children. Because you know how when kids are little, they're always bringing home like, oh, we made a book about the five senses, or we made a book about the colors or whatever. And they're so cute. I want to keep them. But I realized this was like prime real estate. This is like if people keep a shelf in their main closet for their college t-shirts. I'm like, keep your college t-shirts if you want.
Right.
But put them not in the prime.
The high shelves.
Yeah. Put them out of the way because they're not something that you need every day. This is the kind of insight from my book, Outer Order, Inner Calm. So I find myself looking at these books reasonably frequently, surprisingly, but they didn't need to be in this prime real estate. So I found an out-of-the-way shelf, which had bits and bobs in it that I could quickly either donate or move to other places where they made more sense, cleared off that shelf, put the homemade books in that shelf, which was behind closed doors, which is actually better because those books look kind of messy, even though they're very precious. So now they're very handy, but they're behind closed doors. And now I have this whole open shelf where I can put my books of aphorisms as I read them. So that will also be kind of a ta-da signal, which is as I see that shelf fill up, I will realize, oh, I am making my way through my massive collection of unread books of aphorisms. So the whole thing just delighted me because it was this very efficient and elegant way to use space better. And I find that very energizing and comforting. I mean, this is why I wrote Outer Order, Inner Calm. I just find it soothing and creative to just clear clutter. You know what I mean? So I was like, ooh, this is such a great solution.
Well, Gretch, here's my question for you, because I know you get a buzz from clearing my clutter or doing a friend's closet. Did you get the high doing your own shelf that you get from doing other people's?
Yes, because the reason why it's usually more fun to do other people's clutter than my own is that you don't have the emotional drag of it. Because when you're working with your own stuff, a lot of times it's emotions and it's decisions and it's more complicated and that makes it more overwhelming. Whereas when it's someone else's stuff, you just experience the high without the sort of friction. But because this involved very little decision-making and no painful or difficult choices, it was just more like, do I have a place for this? Yes, I do. Okay, how can I clear off this space? There was nothing complicated about it. And so it was.
And you were keeping the books.
And I was keeping the books, yeah. It was a pure, so it was pure, it was just pure boost. So this was just a pure boost. Like when I do your clutter, it's just all the fun parts because you're the one experiencing, oh, I have to decide between these three shirts and what do I think? And does this matter to me? And how I have to confront my realization that I've never worn this thing that I bought. All that is very draining. I didn't have any of that. So it's just the fun part.
Well, I'm glad you got to do that in your own apartment.
Yes.
That's nice.
That was fun.
Okay, Gretch, what is this week's spotlight on a tool?
Okay, this is from the Happier app. Okay, you know I have my app Happier, which has all these tools to make you happier, make it easier to maintain your good habits. And so this month, in honor of Life in Five Senses and just sort of five senses, there are going to be all these fresh insights and practical ideas to help you keep tapping into the power of the senses. So there are self-knowledge questions about engaging with the world, tips to boost your productivity and creativity by using your senses, challenges. So it was a ton of fun to put this material together and to think of interesting ways for people to engage with their five senses that were easy and fun to do. So check out the Happier app. If you want more information, just go to thehappierapp.com. It's free to download and use, so check it out.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk about some quality screen time, but first this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portion, ready to serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
So, Elizabeth, quality screen time. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so my quality screen time suggestion is to actually go to a movie. So I'm talking about going to the movie theater and sitting there and seeing a movie. So I think a lot of people got out of this habit completely during the pandemic.
Yes.
Nobody went to a movie for years. And because the companies adjusted to where they then started streaming movies, which you could watch them at home, it took away even more impetus to get back to the movie theaters, right?
Yeah.
So I think most people are just saying, well, it'll be on my TV in 2 weeks. If I just wait, I'm going to wait for it to watch it at home. But it so happened recently that Adam and Jack and I all, well, I should say Adam and I, and then we got Jack into it, really wanted to see the movie Air, which is about how Air Jordans came to be in the 80s. And it's a very feel-good story. It's a good sports story. And it stars Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, who are fun to see together on screen. And so Adam and I were both just very intent on seeing this movie, and I happened to see that there was going to be a sneak preview at our local movie theater. So I don't know if I've ever gone to a sneak preview. I didn't even really know they exist, but, you know, it's when they show the movie a week or two before it actually comes out.
Huh.
And you still have to buy a ticket, but you get to see it. And so on a whim, we said, hey, let's do this. We know Jack's going to love this movie. And the three of us went to a sneak preview of Air, and we just had so much fun being there and being with people in the theater and seeing it on the big screen. And, you know, you and I disagree on movie snacks. I'm a person who I don't want to go to a movie theater if I'm not having buttered popcorn. It's just otherwise I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
So I had my buttered popcorn, and it was so fun. And I just was a reminder like, hey, we could do this every other week if there's something we wanted to see.
Yeah.
I know you went to a movie then also.
Yeah. So Jamie got us tickets to Past Lives. And again, I completely agree. It's just there's something about going. There's the spectacle of it. There's the sort of date night aspect of it. It's something that you're doing. It feels much more active. And I have to say, with some movies too, I haven't seen Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I really, really, really want to see it. Eliza's like, this is my favorite movie of all time. You have to see it. And I really wish that I had seen it in a movie theater because I keep thinking I really want to see it, but I don't feel like watching it on TV.
Right.
But with Past Lives, it's a very quiet movie. It's a slow movie. And so I really liked seeing it in a movie theater because you're caught up in it in a way in a theater that you're not if you're at home. Just inevitably, you're not. You're just, there's distractions. Right. There's the phone. You're just moving around more. You don't have the same level of concentration.
Yeah, I think in a theater is realistically the only time like 80% of people are not going to be on their phone, right?
Yeah.
I think if you have any movie at home, many, many people will at least check a text, if nothing else.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'll just add for people who are in LA and anywhere else they have this is we've also gone to iPic theaters, which is where you go and it's the really big seats and you have a blanket and there are servers. You can have dinner and drinks and recline, and that makes it even more of an experience.
Yeah.
And that's really fun. Adam and I actually did that for our anniversary 1 year. We went to the iPic. And that was really fun. So it's more expensive, but it's another way. It's a very small theater. So if you don't want to be around a lot of people, still, there are many, many fewer people than in a regular movie theater.
We did that for a movie. I forget the name of it. But yeah, you could order drinks and appetizers. And again, yeah, it just changes the experience. But I guess the thing is it's fun to go. Like, whatever, is it just standard movie or some kind of IMAX or bumped up experience?
Yeah.
Just because things are convenient doesn't mean they're better. And then sometimes you want to have the experience of, like, have it be a thing. Like, Jamie's like, I bought us tickets. It felt like a thoughtful gesture. And that, he'd planned this evening for us. And it was on my calendar. It felt like so much of a bigger thing than, oh, here we are.
We're too stressed out
to watch Better Call Saul. So we need to watch some movie instead. Yeah, it felt like a thing. It was really fun.
Well, and as you've pointed out to me, Gretchen, if we want movie theaters to exist in the world, we all have to go to them. It's like the bookstores. Yes. If we want there to be actual bookstores, sometimes you've got to go into a bookstore and browse and buy books. I try to do that because I want those bookstores. So we are the ones who all need to step up and go to these places. Yes. So think of it as parting a societal good deed.
Yes, just as we are traffic and we are nature, we are the audience.
Yes.
And if you want there to be something for an audience, you have to be part of that audience.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Quality screen time.
Okay, Gretchen, what is our quotation this week?
Okay, this comes from the memoir Empty by Susan Burton. She's talking about being a young adult. She wrote, "It showed me one thing that being an adult meant. You were no longer limited to observing the world. Now you could join it. Instead of just being a fan of things you loved, you could get inside them. You could make them yourself."
Mm-hmm. I love the book Empty, by the way. Fantastic.
Yes. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
I am feeling more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, I see you're recording in the kitchen in Kansas City. It's so fun to see those familiar sights over your shoulder.
Yes, I'm home for a few days. I don't know if you saw Dad coming in and out while we were recording, but that's
sneaking
one of the
around
joys.
In the background.
Yes.
Love it. From the Onward Project. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.